two gods fighting for supremacy over the earth, for the control of the earth. It's not a bad god, a good god, it's just God and the servants of God. The divine is also within everyone. The kingdom of God is within everyone. Not just Christians, not any particular race, but within everyone. The human beings have the opportunity, that has a body, that has the facility to actually be able to understand spiritual concepts. The animals, animals are just as much souls as we are. Everything is part and parcel of God, and every life, all life, is spirit. There can be no life without spirit. There can be no movement without spirit. There can be no evolving without spirit. Consciousness. Spirit is consciousness. The human being has the opportunity to understand this. The way to understand it is to want to understand it. To want to seek it. But generally speaking, from our birth, although a child is innocent and has a sort of a heavenly nature about them, they're not necessarily knowledgeable of the spirit, the spiritual things. So they need to be taught. Who teaches it? Even in religion, each religion has its own dogmas, they have their own traditions, and they lock themselves into that so that no one can go beyond it. The absolute truth is unbound. You can't put it in a jar, you can't label it and say, this is it, it's here, it's nowhere else. Belongs to this people, no one else. You can't do that, the absolute truth. Because everything is a manifestation of the absolute truth. Therefore, when the Lord comes to this world, either himself or empowering by a person's spiritual development, the Lord becomes present. And therefore, a saint is also worshipful because the Lord is manifest in them. That is a real saint, not just a political saint, a real saint. Someone who is actually in full communion with God. And when the Lord comes to this world, we'll see whether through the Saint himself he just speaks in a way that doesn't necessarily appease the particular religious idioms or scientific paradigms or political ideas. It actually, he seeks to not have it. It really has nothing to do with any of those things. He just speaks the truth. So Paul asks him what he was about, trying to focus on this point of him being a king, because the Hebrews, at least some of the leaders at the time, thought this is the only way we can actually get him done in. Is if Pilate understands that he's treasonous, so we'll try and make it that he's claiming himself to be a king. This is just a made up story of the old saying, give a dog a bad name and hang him. That's what they tried to do with Jesus. And Jesus very clearly states, and you can see if you look at his activities and his words, he said, I've come to speak the truth, and those who are of the truth will hear my voice. Now the truth is not something that can even just be contained in a book. There's truth in the Bible, there's infinite truth, it's not. Because the absolute truth is infinite. You can't contain all of the absolute truth just in a little book, written by a few people here and there. It's not possible. Absolutely impossible to contain, again, to contain the absolute, to have an indication of it, a hint of it, but that's all. Because the Lord's so great. He's not so small as human beings. I think the reason why we human beings like to make God so small is because we try and get him to fit into our intellect. And our intellect, if you admit it, if you're honest, is small. And therefore we try and fit God into that little cavity of our intellect, which is, you know, puny. And you can't. It's actually not possible. So when the Lord said, those who are of the truth hear my voice, anyone who seeks God and connects with God deeply learns to hear that still, small voice that comes from within. Conscience, intelligence, common sense, we hope. And in this way the person is guided. The truth shall set you free. So Jesus, in coming to speak the truth, comes to give freedom to everybody. Now religious leaders, especially fundamentalist leaders, moralistic leaders, will hate that anyone that gives others freedom, especially perfect freedom, and it allows the person to understand, yes, I'm a child of God, I'm a part of God, God is within me. I can be led by God as good as anyone else, whether I follow your rules and dress the way you want to dress, I can still follow God. Even if I don't agree with what you say, I can still follow God. And often, if we're too stuck in our jar with its labels, and we're too stuck in our own sort of bigotries and things, then that type of truth is threatening. And that's why it was threatening at the time of Jesus. They felt threatened, and who could feel threatened by Jesus? Think about it, it would be the most stupid thing, right? And yet people were so deeply threatened by him. He was gentle, kind, loving. He could admonish people if he needed to for their benefit, but they couldn't see that perhaps. And he just spoke truth that set people free from the clutches of perhaps the religious leaders in Jerusalem at the time. I'm not talking about the whole Hebrew people, the Jews or whatever. It's just, were just a few people who had control. And they were controlling people. And this, you'll find this all through history, where, as Jesus said, they made rules that they themselves couldn't even bear, burdens that they themselves couldn't even carry. And what's the benefit of that if you put sort of all these sort of hard things on people? They'll have to feel disillusioned, and they'll come to you feeling dependent on you. Great way to control people. And so, and in this way, you know, we've had all different types of dogmas, religious and political, that are used to control and manipulate the masses. And of course, today we have the media, and social media, and so many things, and the masses are so easily controlled, it's lovely. And so this was, they didn't have the poor guys, didn't have computers back then, so this is what they had to use. But Jesus just spoke what was actually true. It wasn't Christian. His followers and him actually weren't Christian. They just spoke truth. So it wasn't even Christianity that he was preaching. That came later. It was invented by Paul and a few other people. And what he preached was just the truth. But who wants to be set free of the truth? You don't meet many people. Or you do, actually, because there's a lot of people that I think everyone in their own way are searching for truth. But there's so much fear put out there that people are afraid to step beyond. Don't dare say what is against the paradigm of the moment until it changes. And then you'll say, I never believed that anyway. Isn't it? That's the nature of these sort of relativities that people cling onto with tenacious grips. So Jesus was very, very reserved in his speech. He hardly said anything. And when he did, it was usually a riddle. Some kind of profound sort of statement, aphorism or something, that just you had to think about for the next couple of thousand years. And that was the power of his speech. And he was fearless because he knew that to get people to move from the animal life that we're generally speaking born into, to grow into what is fully human, and fully human means to be fully spiritual. That's to be fully divine means to be fully human. To be fully human is to be fully divine. And so for people to be set free that they can grow into their own divinity, he was willing to go to his death. And of course, the Lord is always thinking, how to uplift us. And we're so attached to this little body vessel that we're in, thinking this is it, this is us. Well, this is gone and we're dead. And out of his kindness, he himself went through the process of life and death, even death on a cross. That's the meaning of the cross. He was willing to sacrifice this body that we value so much to show us that we're eternal spirit souls. And that as eternal spirit souls, we also have form and relationship and things, and that was shown in the resurrection, which we're going to celebrate. So the Lord was willing to do that. And you'll see through the history of religions that those who were truly saints in any of the religions of the world, they were willing to do the same. They were willing to give everything to help others just to understand the truth. And you'll see that in all of the different religions that are there in the world, the saints, those who are truly in communion with God, now look at it. Just about every single one of them, without fail, was persecuted. Why? Because they spoke truth, which can set people free. And that's all Jesus did. He said, he spoke truth to set people free. He said, this is why I have come. And by his own example, he showed that life is more than just this puny little world, this puny little body. There's much more. Our life, our consciousness, our being is and always has been cosmic. It's just that we have forgotten that. And in the context that we're in, we're just covered by so many ideas that take us away from our real selves. And so today on Good Friday, we remember it's a great thing to embrace truth and be set free by it, find your own truth in your own heart. The Lord be with you.